The question was asked. We have a line in Talmud Tractate Moed Katan where the Talmud says that if one sees that his desire is overcoming him, then one should wear black clothing and cover himself in another layer of black clothing, go to a place where no one knows him, and then do what his heart desires. That doesn't sound the way we were brought up, right? Doesn't sound like such a Jewish way to do things. So the question was asked, is that really what we're supposed to do? Aren't we supposed to overtake our Yetzer Hara? So before we address the question, I want to give a broader background to that quote. What was the Gemara talking about when it said that? Okay, let's read the story. The Gemara is in Tractate Moed Katan, and the Gemara is discussing different laws of ostracism. And halachic ostracism, what's called as nidui, cherem, shamta. And the Gemara is discussing who can annul a cherem. We have a concept where the rabbis, when they're upset at someone, they can ostracize him. They could give a ruling that he is in cherem, and that's a way of saying he should drop dead. We're not interested in having anything to do with him. And so the question is, when they give such a ruling over someone's misbehavior, who can undo it? Do you need the same court to tell him that he's welcome back? Or can another court undo what one court did? So that's the topic the Talmud is discussing here in Tractate Moed Katan, and it tells the following story. Hahu tzurba megavanan. We have the following young, sharp Talmud Chacham, Davusanu Shumane, that he had a bad reputation. People were saying bad things about this guy. Here he was learned, he was part of the yeshiva, and people were saying not nice things about him. Amar Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yehuda said, "Hey Chili Avet, what should we do? Lishamte tzichele Rabbanan. If we ostracize him, the students need to learn from him. Lo lishamte kamitchil shma dishmaya. If we stay silent, so there's a desecration of God's name. People are talking about this guy, and here he is, part of our yeshiva, and he's misbehaving this way." Amar le Rabbi Bar Bachana midishmi alach beha. He asked Rabbi Bar Bachana, "Do you have anything untraditional? What should we do in such a situation?" Amar leach Amar Rabbi Yochanan. He said, "This is what Rabbi Yochanan taught. My dichtiv kisivtecho nishmu dat v'troy v'kshumi piyuk imenachshem tzvakotu. What does the verse mean when it says the lips of the priest will be the guards of the knowledge of Torah as people pursue Torah from him, for he is an angel of Hashem? What does that verse mean? Im domei arav lemalach Hashem yevakshu Torah mipiv. If the rabbi looks to people and people look up to him like an angel, then they should learn Torah from him. And if not, they shouldn't be learning from him. So if this guy has bad rumors, people are speaking badly about him, then you can't say, well, people are learning from him, so we can't ostracize him. No, if he's misbehaving and there are bad words going around about him, so then you should ostracize him. People shouldn't be learning from him. Shamte Rav Yehuda. So Rav Yehuda said, if that's the case, I wasn't sure what to do, then fine. He convened the court, and they ruled that he is hereby declared ostracized, and the court wishes him to drop dead. Pretty severe. L'sofichish Rav Yehuda. Rav Yehuda became weak. It became evident that he was going to pass away. Atu Rablan Sheyulevei. The rabbis all came in to visit him. And this fellow, who Rav Yehuda ruled, was in Shamta, was in ostracism, also came in. When Rav Yehuda saw him, he started laughing. So that this fellow says to Rav Yehuda, isn't it enough that you ostracize me? You have to laugh at me too? So Rav Yehuda said to him, I'm not laughing at you. But I'm going to a world, and just the thought of going to this world makes me laugh because it gives me such a breath to think I'm going to a world that even someone like you doesn't get any preferential treatment. There's no sycophancy. I'm going to a world where there's truth. And a guy like you, Rav Yehuda tells him, is not going to get any honors in that world. So that's why I'm happy, because I see you and I suddenly think to myself, I'm going to a better place.
Who
was this sharp student who other students would learn from, but he had a bad reputation. People were saying he was doing improper things. And Rav Yehuda heard of it, and he obviously verified that the rumors had a basis to them. And so Rav Yehuda wasn't sure, should he ostracize him or not? And then he heard this tradition that yes, if he's misbehaving, then they shouldn't be learning Torah from him, and he ostracized him. Nach nafshei Rav Yehuda. Rav Yehuda passed away. So now this fellow's in trouble, because Rav Yehuda ostracized him, and he's not around to undo his halachic ruling. Atal bei midrasha, he came to the academy. Amalu shaguli, he said to the rabbis, permit me to come back, annul the ostracization. Amru le rabbanan, gavad echshiv Rav Yehuda lekach adeli shrilach. They said, a rabbi as big as Rav Yehuda, we're not big enough here to permit you what he forbade. We can't let you back in. Elazil gavad Rav Yehuda nesi adeli shrilach. Go to Rav Yehuda the prince, the grandson of Rebbe. He, as a prince, he can annul the ostracization. He can permit you to come back in. Azal lekameh. So he went to Rav Yehuda the prince. He travels to Israel and he comes to Rav Yehuda Nesiah and he asks him to permit his ostracization. So Rav Yehuda hears the request. Amal el Rav Ami puk ayin bedine. He tells Rav Ami, go look into it and tell me what you think we should do. If you come to a conclusion that the guy has suffered enough and he's repented and we should permit it, so permit it. Ayin Rav Ami bedine savar lemishalei. So Rav Ami looked into it. And he was thinking we should really permit this guy to come back in. Amad Rav Shmuel bar Nachmani al raglav. Rav Shmuel bar Nachmani, who was an old man, stood up and said, "Uma shivcha shebet Rebbe lo nagu chachamim kalut rosh beniduya." In your grandfather, Rabbi Yehuda Nesiah, when your grandfather, Rebbe, the great Rabbi Yehuda who compiled the Mishnah, when he was prince, so his maid once got upset at someone, and she put him in nidui. She put him in halachic ostracization. The guy came to the courts, and the rabbi said, if she said so, we can't undo what she said. They respected the maid's nidui. So for shalosh shanim, for 3 years, they wouldn't annul her nidui. So Yehuda chavereinu alachat kama v'chama. So the great Rabbi Yehuda, who's our friend, he put this man in ostracization. We're going to do away with his ostracization just like that? You can't do that. Amar Rabbi Zeira, man de kamandata haidana isaba bebe medusha. Rabbi Zeira said, it's been years that Rav Shmuel bar Nachmani was too old and sick to come to the academy. And today he walks in and says, don't do it. Don't permit this guy. Must be in heaven. They don't want us to permit it. Because it's unnatural. For years he hasn't been here. He's been too sick. Today he suddenly feels well enough to come. And he says, don't you dare permit this guy to come back in. So they didn't let him come back in. They maintained the halachic ostracization. Nafak ki kabachi ve'azil. He left the academy and was crying as he was walking. Atazibura v'talkeya amte. So this poisonous creature came and bit him in his male organ, v'shachiv, and he died from that.
Which creature?
It's called a zibura. Zibura is some kind, it seems like it's some kind of a wasp that's poisonous. So it bit him in that place, and it caused him to die. Aylu lemata dechasidiv lo kavru, aylu lemata deyane v'kiblua, maitaima. What was the big issue with this guy? Why was there a problem with him? The Avad Kerebi Ilai, the big issue with this guy, that he was kicked out of the academy, that he was ostracized, was why? Because he did what Rabbi Eloi said. What did Rabbi Eloi say? Rabbi Eloi said, Im ro'e adam she'itzo mitgaber alav. If a person sees that his desire is going to get the better of him, he sees he's going to fall. He tries to overcome his desire, and he sees he's going to lose the battle. Yelech lemakom shen mekirin oto. He should travel to a place where no one knows him. Vilbash shchorim. He should wear black clothing. Vitatef shchorim, and he should put on another layer of black clothing. Viasem ashelibo chafetz, and then he should do what his heart desires. Valichalel shem shamayim v'faretzia, and he shouldn't desecrate Hashem's name publicly if he's going to fall and do what's wrong. So he should at least do it where no one knows him. And he should do it as an act of mourning. He shouldn't do it like, oh great, I'm doing what I want, that I wanted that cheeseburger all along, now I'm going to eat it. No. He should go to McDonald's out in Timbuktu. And then he should get all dressed up. And when he gets all dressed up, he'll put on another layer. And then he should crawl into that McDonald's feeling like he's 2 cents. And So that's the question. And then what? So the Gemara says, this fellow who they ostracized and they wouldn't let him back into the academy, and what he did was this. So first of all, the context of the Gemara is indicating it's a bad thing. You're asking, in Judaism, don't we say that a person shouldn't do this? Yes, of course we say a person shouldn't do this. Firstly, even Rabbi Eloi said, you have to overcome your desire. But sometimes a person sees he's going to lose the battle. So then he has a choice. Is he going to do it in a public way or a non-public way? So then we say, okay, do it in a way that's less public. Because if an avera is done, if a transgression is done where everyone else knows about it, so then that's much worse. That's a much worse transgression. You have a guy that has a weakness. He has to go and drink at the bar. So if he crawls to the bar and no one knows about it and he's going to try to overcome his weakness, that's one problem. But if he sits at the machon and he says, guys, who's coming with me to get a drink? Let's go out to the bar. Let's go to Ben Yehuda. Why stick around here? See, he's doing something much worse. He's hurting everyone when he does it. If the guy went to a bar and he traveled all the way to the Golan and unfortunately he got drunk there and fine, so he did it. He did something that hurts himself. But if he crawls back to the machon and he walks into here drunk and then he sort of affects everyone. He did something before Hesia. He did it publicly. So no one's saying you should do what's wrong. What he's saying is if you're going to do what's wrong, you see you're losing the battle, so do it this way. Along comes Tosfos. And that's why I said the question is, what was Rabbi Yehuda saying? So the simple reading of the Gemara is, if a person's going to sin, he should do it in a way that's least public. We're not telling him to do it. You see, we tell him, travel far away. Put on black clothing. Put on another layer of black clothing. Ah, by then, you should have aroused yourself to do tshuva, because you did all of this. And that's what Rabbeinu Hananel said. Chas v'shalom lo etiru lo lasot avera. No one permitted him to sin, God forbid. But what we're saying is, if you do this, that's the way to conquer your heart. Instead of running after the sin, tell yourself, okay, I can do it, but I have to travel far away, and I have to put on black clothing. And when you do that, when you change your clothing, and you travel, and you put on another layer of black clothing, and suddenly you look at yourself and you say, is this what I want to be? Is this what life is all about? It's a tool to take control of oneself. No one's saying, go and sin. Go do your transgression. That's the pshat that Tosfos brings here from Rabbeinu Hananel. But even if you don't learn like Tosfos, even if you learn the simple reading of the Gemara, notice the context. The Gemara quoted it about a person who was ostracized for doing it, who was killed in the hands of heaven for doing it, who was forbidden from entering the academy for years for doing it. It's not like the Gemara quotes it and says, yeah, great idea. You see, your Yetzer Hara is getting the better of you, so go do that. The Gemara says the exact opposite. The context of the Gemara is either, look how bad, look at the price this person paid, and furthermore, if we read Tosfos, so then it's even telling you, don't do the transgression. But at the end of the day, the concept, even if you learn like Tosfos, the concept is still a true concept. If one is going to do a transgression, it is far more severe if one does it publicly. The halacha even says that when a person is doing tshuva, so he shouldn't be public, he shouldn't go telling everyone what he did wrong. It says that's a chutzpah. The guy says, but I want to do tshuva. Great, what are you telling everyone else what you did wrong? You know, that weakens the moral fiber of all society when a person goes and tells everyone. He wants to do tshuva, it's private between him and his creator. Of course, if he stole $1 million from his next door neighbor, he should go over and tell his next door neighbor. That's relevant for his neighbor to know. But if we're talking about something like the guy didn't get up for shachris, he wakes up late. So some people walk into the Beis Medrash, they put on their tefillin, everyone's watching, it doesn't matter, they could all see that he woke up at 10:30 in the morning. He should be a little bit embarrassed, so he woke up at 10:30 in the morning, so he should go into a corner of his room, no one has to see it, and he'll put on his talis and tefillin and daven Shmoneh Esrei. But he walks in front of everyone, and then the next guy feels like, not so terrible, so if I wake up late tomorrow, I could do that too. And you ruin the basic ethic that people should have. Of course you should get up on time. What kind of business is this? A person stays up till 2 in the morning, and then he gets up late, and then he davens late. It happens! So when it happens, a person shouldn't be public about it.
And
So that, if you want to put on tefillin mincha, very good, but find a place where the whole public doesn't have to see you. So go to the Ezrat Nashim, go to a private place. Go to a place where everyone doesn't see you. Maybe go to the minyan next door where they don't know you. I'm saying... Again?
Is it so to be with a minyan for mincha?